So he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been kissing. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, he'd say that she
has quit him.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Broken up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it.
Okay. And if she didn't break it, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched. Ruined their lives. Messed up their lives.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Or what else? What are the other women?
Oh, bridesmaids.
And a long time ago, people in the area would get married. Other people would come by their house at night and make a lot of noise. Maybe beat on pans or fire off rifles. They'd call that a...
I have no idea.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
No, not for after a wedding or marriage, no.
Uh-huh. And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you'd say, I saw him, what, Dallas? I saw him.
If around in this area, when you are speaking of west and east and north,
mm-hmm.
it's always up. And when you're speaking south, you say down.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Houston, down in Corpus Christi, but up in Dallas, up in Fort Worth, up in Oklahoma City. And the cities of Texas seem to differ in that in the community of Marshall, we say uptown,
mm-hmm.
over, across town. In the cities of Texas, they refer to it as downtown, over this place, in Oak Cliff, or in a certain section of town, whereas mm-hmm. the small towns went over.
Say there was trouble at a party. You say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole caboose.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she
cut.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after kindergarten, you go into the
elementary grade.
Which grade or class?
First grade.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
chairs
or
desks.
And each child has his own
individual table and desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package?
To the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
Or
a hotel. Hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
picture show or theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the
surgical room, into surgery.
In the what building?
Hospital.
Huh?
Hospital.
And the woman that looked after you?
The nurse.